Town Square Media Station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, teachers, you're up next. Governor Murphy announced that starting March 15th, pre-K through 12 educators, support staff, child care workers, and transportation workers will be eligible for the COVID vaccine. This after the FDA approved emergency authorization of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine for use. New Jersey is expected to receive more than 73,000 doses of the single-shot vaccine this week in its initial shipment. Murphy says vaccinating teachers will help the state resume full in-person teaching. The NJEA is asking Murphy, though, to extend that eligibility to include employees of higher education. The governor also announced that beginning March 29th, frontline essential workers in the following categories will be eligible for vaccination: food production, food distribution and agriculture, elder care and support, warehousing and logistics, social services support staff, elections personnel, hospitality, medical supply chain, postal and shipping services, clergy, and judicial system. Proposed legislation would require EasyPass to send you an email or a text telling you how much your last trip was instead of forcing you to log on to their online account to find out. Assemblyman Roy Friedman says it's disturbing that the company will not do this voluntarily, and
on top of that, we're told, oh, by the way, we're going to charge you for the privilege of the electronic toll, and if you don't have this transponder, we're going to charge you extra for not having the transponder.
The measure could get final approval later this month. A Patterson woman has died of COVID-19 after giving birth to her son during an emergency delivery. Joanna Jimenez had fallen ill with COVID while 8 months pregnant, her family tells NJ.com. An emergency delivery of her son Ashton was necessary due to Jimenez's weakened condition as her body fought the COVID symptoms. Relatives say she never woke up from the delivery, never got to hold her newborn. She is survived by three boys, ages 15, 18 months, and newborn Ashton, along with her husband. A GoFundMe has started to raise money to support the family now left without a mom. What's so great about the Garden State? Each week at this time, we are profiling some of the individuals and groups that make the Garden State such a great place to live. Launched in Monmouth County more than 15 years ago, the Society for the Prevention of Teen Suicide works to educate kids and adults alike and reduce stigma.
It's always better to talk about a problem, says Clinical Director Susan Tallone, rather than isolate and withdraw. But this entire past year has been one of isolation, yet teenagers should not feel alone. Their peers and the adult authority figures in their lives, they haven't gone through this either. Tallone says that's a silver lining.
Looking at having these conversations, helping them create coping strategies that they'll take with them, you know, they'll take with them from this pandemic moving forward.
If a teenager notices different behavior in a friend or classmate, Tallone says they need to be aware of the FACTS, an acronym: feelings, actions, changes, talk or threats, and situations. The national helpline, by the way, is 1-800-273-TALK. Patrick Lavery, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Do you have more good news about New Jersey? Let us know at our website, nj1015.com. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. A windy start for March. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up, and New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Winner of the 2020 Service to the Community Award from the National Association of Broadcasters. We are New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 2:04. Now New Jersey 101.5 Fast Traffic.
All right, the latest problem on the New Jersey Turnpike is on the eastern spur south coming down towards 15X. Flipped over tractor-trailer, it's the right lane that's closed. Northbound side has gotten better getting up towards exit 16E. However, if you are east on 495, bound for the Lincoln Tunnel, pothole repairs in the right lane over by 109, slowing down the ride. And don't go to the Holland Tunnel, at least not quickly. You won't be going quickly on the Newark Bay Extension or the 109 approaches, all jammed up with construction. As you get down towards the ramps to the Holland Tunnel off of 78 with two lanes blocked, we have a crash on 109 south over by Newark Liberty Airport blocking two lanes. Route 9 in Sayreville, you've got northbound repairs on the right lane. Bordentown Avenue coming up to the Garden State Parkway, and Route 70 west in Lakewood on the crowded side. Parkway starting to bunch up down around Bass River near exit 50. Something going on there. And Route 30 west at Atco Avenue, it's a crash yet to be cleared. Not bad across the Delaware so far. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 2:08. From the All-American Auto Group Traffic Desk, I'm Tom Rivers on New Jersey 101.5.
Right now on Wall Street, the Dow is up 674 points now. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 2:06.
Jersey Radio.
Thank you for your radio station.
New Jersey 101.5.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 208 now, New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Welcome to March. On average, this is New Jersey's second wettest, fourth snowiest, and fourth coldest month of the year. March is known for being a turbulent weather month with lots of temperature swings, and that's exactly what's happening here with rain, wind, and cold in the forecast over the next 24 hours. Raindrops actually wrapping up over the next 2 hours this afternoon, then clearing skies take over. It'll be breezy with highs near 50 this afternoon. Then tonight gets windy. Top gusts between 40 and 50 miles an hour. It'll also get very cold as lows drop to around 20. The wind chiller feels like temperature could approach the single digits overnight. I also can't rule out a snow shower, especially in North Jersey overnight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, but windy and cold. Highs only mid-30s, and that's it for the Arctic Blast. We bounce back to the mild side Wednesday. Lower 50s, sunny and dry, the nicest day of the week. We'll scale back to the 40s again on Thursday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara.
Right now, Atlantic City, 48 degrees. Westwood, 46. Lawrenceville, 46. New Jersey, 101.5 is your COVID-19 vaccination information station. Go to nj1015.com/coronavirus to find out how you can make an appointment and for a list of vaccination sites in your area, only at nj1015.com/coronavirus.
New Jersey 101.5.